Thank you very much, Eric. We want to keep this Ellington cavalcade going and play for you now one of the earliest of Ellington's masterpieces. It dates from 1933. It's called The Daybreak Express. It's the kind of piece that they used to call in the old days a flag waver or a killer diller. Real fast, exciting numbers, up-tempo numbers on the loud side, get everybody excited and on the dance floor. Except this piece is more than that. It's an incredible description, wonderful description of an express train ride in the early 1930s when locomotives, this is before diesel engines, when locomotives reigned supreme. And in this 3-minute piece, you're going to hear all the sounds associated with the great trains of that period. You'll even hear, when the trains finally got to the next station, they kind of sat there and wheezed, and all these strange whistling and hissing sounds would come out of there. You'll even hear a little bit of that at the end of the piece. So please join me on a wonderful express train ride, 1933, Ellington's great masterpiece, Daybreak Express. That ought to realign your molecules. We'll slow down the pace a little bit and jump about 23 years to a very wonderful composition which featured Duke Ellington's great friend Harry Carney, the person who anchored down the saxophone section. I think it's true to say that Harry Carney was Ellington's very closest friend. Harry Carney joined the band in the late 20s, and Harry Carney was the driver in the car when tens of thousands of engagements. They were very, very close. And Ellington wrote a number of featured pieces for him. This one is from 1956, and it's called Frustration.
Thank you.
of course, was Don Byron recreating Harry Carney there. We'll now proceed to a recreation of Johnny Hodges. And for that, we've chosen a wonderful tune also from the late years, one of Duke Ellington's Near East and Far East trips. And this is a beautiful ballad which Bobby Watson is going to play. It's called Isfahan. Time now to bring back Ricky Ford, of course, and in this case, again, we're going to do a tiny little bit of cheating because the tenor player that he's going to recreate is Ben Webster. But I know that Cottontail, which is the piece we're going to play from the great period of the Webster-Blanton period, the early 1940s, maybe the greatest period in the history of the Ellington Band, we know that Cottontail was also played later by Gonzalez, so it's legitimized that way, if we have to do that anyway. Anyway, Cottontail, one of the great numbers of that period, based on the venerable changes by that time of I Got Rhythm, Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, and yet an entirely new composition composed on top of those changes. It was one of the first modern proto bebop pieces, which a lot of the young musicians of that time were listening to, the young arrangers and so on, heralding the modern jazz era. Hope you enjoy Cottontail with Ricky Ford. One more for Ricky now, and this is the beautiful 1940 tune that Billy Strayhorn, Ellington's alter ego, wrote. It's called Chelsea Bridge, after a famous place in London. Beautiful ballad. you believe how much beautiful music this man wrote? Well, between him and Billy Strayhorn. And we've got about 1,800 pieces more to go. It is estimated that Ellington wrote about 2,000 pieces of music, some of which are extended suites of enormous length and magnitude. It's quite incredible. I lived with Ellington 1 week in 1945, and he was just writing music all the time, on trains, in cars, at night. He almost never slept. Just incredible creativity. We have a very special treat for you now. We're going to play one of the most, well, one of the least known of Ellington's creations, and one of the least, therefore, also performed as repertory. It's a piece called Symphony in Black. And what it was written in 1935. It was the most remarkable event in early Hollywood history. It was a film, a 15-minute special film, in which a very great director by the name of Fred Waller had the amazing idea to present Duke Ellington's music in a film and to have no dialogue. The film was acted out with fantastic, almost surrealistic photography, cinematography, by the way, was acted out entirely in pantomime. And so it really featured the music of Ellington. It was exactly 15 minutes long. It will be 15 minutes long tonight. And as I say, an amazing conception in those days, 1935, to feature an American jazz orchestra as the essence and heart and soul of the film. It had a storyline, of course, which was basically the history of the Negro people, of black people in this country. And in the early stages of this suite, you might call it, depicts the era of slavery, and it works its way through into modern times, urban America, and the arrival of modern jazz. The piece was written, as I say, in 1935, and features a great many, many solos. We'll bring, in the course of it, our three major soloists back for little bits that they have, including a very short but beautiful bass clarinet solo, which was played originally by Harry Carney. I hope you enjoy this very special treat to hear the rarely performed Symphony in Black of Duke Ellington. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to end the program with a classic strategy from the past, namely the jam session, something that isn't around much anymore these days. And I'd like to pay tribute to this fantastic orchestra by featuring virtually everyone in this next piece. Will be our closing number, of course. And there's no better Ellington tune to do this with. It's already implied in the title. It's the very famous Sea Jam Blues from 1940. So have a good time with all of our great players. You'll hear them all in succession. Sea Jam Blues, here we go. Next on trumpet. Billy Pierce. Rick Stepton on the plunger trombone. Bobby Watson. Don Byron. Cowan. Trumpet, Jay Daly.